Well, it's 4:57. It is time for us to stop down for
entertainment news for you.
It's brought to you by
WindowNation.com and All Pro Foundation Repair.
And here is my dear, dear friend.
Hi, Dave.
And we also welcome
what's up, Dave?
Our old dear friend Gordon, who is around here.
He's lurking.
I think he's in the sales department. Or maybe he's interviewing for one of the producer positions.
Yeah, must be.
He'll be in shortly.
We can't tell.
All right.
Hi, Dave.
All right. So yesterday we had the breaking news that Britney Spears and her husband, Sam Asghari, had separated. Well, things happen fast because Sam Asghari today filed for divorce.
Yeah.
So this trial separation lasted for one day. And so he, of course, is 29. She's 41. And
was this a publicity stunt for him, the marriage, you think?
Knowing I don't know.
That he's like, look,
is this on
she's,
ESPN or NBA
no, Dave.
TV?
She's bat-ass crazy, or at least, you know, can be. Let me just do this. Get out there in the public eye. I'm some sort of actor, dancer, or something like that. Let me just parlay this into maybe a couple of bucks.
Yeah.
And at the very worst, a new gig.
Yeah, I mean, they met 6 years ago, and then, or I guess even longer than that, 7 years ago. And then they married in 2022. But I guess you could skeptically say that maybe it was to increase his Q rating. But those that are close to them say that he was a really ardent supporter of her during the end of the conservatorship and
yeah.
during her mental struggles.
Well, sure, he wanted the money to be released.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. So her third marriage, his first.
Nice.
If you remember, she was married in 2004 to a childhood friend, Jason Allen Alexander, that lasted 55 hours before
it was
annulled.
Guy.
Yeah, it is.
Amazing.
55 hours.
Yeah.
Imagine a marriage like
is that. Is that a marriage?
Yeah. You'd be married for 1 minute and be like, I'm out. If you say I do and everything's signed and all that, you're married.
They got married in Vegas, right? Like at the chapel or something?
I think so.
And then she was married to Kevin Federline in 2004. They divorced in 2007 after they had two kids.
Her marriages don't last long. One 55 hours, one 3 years, and
55
one...
55 hours.
Yes. And then one 18 months.
Well, this current one, 14 months.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And so Gordon has arrived.
Hey, you talking about Britney?
Yeah, and so we're just getting into it. But Jason Allen Alexander, her first husband for 55 hours, okay, Ham, that
he was in the birdcage, too.
If you remember, he crashed her wedding to Sam Asghari. Like, he showed up and then was convicted of aggravated trespassing and battery.
Jason Alexander was?
Yes. He showed up at her most recent wedding.
Huh.
Anyway, so
why did you want that?
Details are coming out that Sam Asghari, according to TMZ, believes that Britney was cheating on him with a staff member at her house.
Uh-oh.
Ooh, power imbalance there. So she could really get it for this, right?
Well, he claims that
in what way? Financially?
Well, I mean, culture, who is always on Britney's side, right?
They're not going to venture from Britney's side.
You don't think so?
No.
He claims that Britney
she clearly is richer and this person's boss, if it's a staff member.
I think that this is blind loyalty, like the way Michael Jackson has, that her fans are always going to be in support.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Sam claims that Britney asked at least one staffer to shoot video of her naked. And he believes that she hooked up with at least one of her male staff members working in her home, and that there's footage of Britney and the staffer together in a compromising position.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Have you guys seen any of her postings?
Yeah.
I've seen it.
On the gram.
Yeah. And they say that she is in a fragile and hypersexualized state.
Right.
and currently?
Debbie Davidson, the
yes,
ticket.
Yes, currently.
Yes.
She's a cougar.
I mean,
what's she posting?
Oh, man. It's
New
basically.
Jugs.
It's
semi-nudes, and then the other day she did a pole dance.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I know we're not. I think we're allowed to be concerned about her mental state, aren't we?
Well, and that's
or
what
is
I'm,
that concern trolling, or what does that mean?
Well, that's what I'm getting to is that people are very concerned about her because she has totally gutted her support system. She's
parents are gone.
She's totally iced out her family members.
Right.
Doesn't talk to any of her family members.
We applauded it when she got rid of all family.
She doesn't have any real friends, and now she's lost her husband. And so there's no one close to her.
Kids don't seem like they don't talk to her.
Her kids and
lives with that
K-Fed. They moved to Hawaii, I believe.
All right, I'm going to ask you guys.
Still around?
What?
I don't think they moved to Maui. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm going to ask you guys the same question I asked about Pam Anderson when she was going through hepatitis and just, or her for that matter, although she's dead.
That's the best quality sound we got from that?
From Anna Nicole?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeez.
So, if Britney Spears could do it all over again and just have a normal life in which she wasn't married three times.
What's wrong with being married three times?
Nothing. I'm saying, but a combined.
What's wrong with that?
A combined.
They took that as a shot.
155 hours, 1 3 years, 114 months. Those are her three marriages.
What's wrong?
And she's always unhappy. She fought with her parents. She has no friends. If she could just live a normal life and have normal friends and all that, would she trade that in for all of what she's...
I think there's been many times where that's exactly what she's wished for.
Yeah.
Yeah. She would trade it.
And
I wish I could just be a normal girl.
Whoa. Wait,
what was that?
Hey, Britney Spears live in studio.
What was that?
I don't know. I think it's Vern Troyer.
All right.
But, and I think that a lot of people don't understand that.
Yeah.
When you get that rich and famous and everything, it's not that great.
No.
Well, the other thing that people are worried about, that she's perhaps detached from reality or in denial about what's going on. So on her Instagram today, she didn't respond to the separation or her husband filing for divorce. Instead, she shared a pic of herself riding a horse.
Nude.
And the caption says that she is very much looking forward to buying a horse for herself.
Getting back up on the saddle again.
I know what Gordon's thinking.
She's taking it too literally.
Gordon's thinking about JPEGs.
Yeah.
What?
The first video that we ever saw on the internet was via Gordon.
Yes.
First thing I ever saw, I think, was Tub Girl.
Ours was Horse Girl.
Yeah,
thanks to you.
You know how like the first motion picture is
horse
the horse running in place?
Yes.
And then the first internet video was a horse doing things with a woman.
But it took like 45 minutes for it to actually download. So we're just sitting there staring.
We're watching the progress bar.
Yeah, like, is that a
horse?
Yeah.
What is the horse going to do?
First thing I remember seeing was Dancing Baby. That was the first little video that was sent. The Ally McBeal thing. Remember that?
Yeah.
That was the very first video that I remember seeing on.
What year would that have been? Like
93?
Really?
I don't know. Somewhere in there? 94?
And we would sit there and stare at a screen while things loaded
for an
inordinate amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
At least 5 minutes.
Because it was dial-up connection.
And then if your mom picked up the phone, it disconnected and you had to start over.
Yeah,
and
you had to start the horse and pick.
That was in 98.
Mom, 98. Get off the phone.
Okay, there you go.
Are you on the internet?
I was.
Get off the phone. For beating.
What is internet?
That's a great question.
It's the sky.
You ever hear Bryant Gumbel ask that?
Yeah.
Him and Katie Couric trying to figure out what is internet?
What is internet?
In, 1996?
Yeah.
They were asking.
On their show.
Late.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Mm-hmm. What does .com mean?
She looks good on the horse, though. She looks happy. On the beach.
She wearing clothes?
Yeah. She got a bikini top on and a pair of shorts.
Yeah, who rides a horse with a bikini?
I don't know, man. She's got a hat on and some sandals, riding a horse.
She wasn't
beach.
Riding it. Or is it a video or a picture?
Just a picture of her on a horse.
Okay, she just got on the horse. She's not riding it.
Well, fair. The horse is stationary.
Can't fool me.
Saying that women can't ride horses?
Well, with a bikini on.
I can tell from the pictures around it that she wasn't riding it because there's no hoof prints.
Exactly.
So
they lowered
the horse. That's when Jesus carried the horse.
They lowered the horse in via helicopter, and then she got on it.
Corby, did you see the new trailer for Bradley Cooper's opus, Maestro?
Is it Maestro?
Maestro.
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 Yeah.
Invitation.
Yeah. Rob Maestri.
Yeah. Maestro.
Maestro.
I did. It looks very artsy. It looks black and white. He looks like he's got a huge prosthetic nose.
Whoa. He does.
Yeah.
I don't notice that.
That's not his
Corby
face.
Davidson, the ticket.
Well, I know what his nose looks like, and so when I see it's not his, I notice it.
Yes, so he is starring in it.
Oh, it's noticeable.
He is also directing it.
Yes.
And yes,
much like A Star Is Born.
And it is very much a... it's kind of a period piece in that he's making it look like a Hollywood film of yesteryear.
Mm-hmm.
And there are parts of it that are
yesteryear.
There are parts of it that are black and white, and then other parts that look kind of Technicolor. Mm-hmm. But it's about the love story of Leonard Bernstein and his wife.
Bernstein?
I don't know. I don't know how to pronounce things.
Bernstein.
Very Bernstein. Toothbrush mustache on that.
Bernstein.
Bernstein.
So, yes, you mentioned that he wears a prosthetic nose.
Yes.
Does he?
Yes, and he's being accused of something that's very serious.
And what? People
of wearing
have taken to the internet accusing Bradley Cooper.
Go ahead, say it. Of what?
Of promoting
Jew face.
Really?
Hmm?
Is that why?
Okay, all right.
I saw that trending.
I didn't know that was what you were going to say.
Dude, I saw that trending on Twitter, that actual term, and I was afraid.
You immediately clicked on it and go, no, it's going to be great.
Corby's going to laugh at this.
Corby loves this.
It does look like the nose that Alec Baldwin wore when he was being Tony Bennett on SNL.
It's, yeah. But Leonard Bernstein.
He was accused of Bennett face when he wore that.
He did have a large nose.
Whoa.
Well, his children.
I don't think so, Corby. I don't think so.
His children have defended Bradley Cooper.
There you go. I'm with his children.
They say
he's hot.
They say it breaks our heart to see any misrepresentations of his efforts. It happens to be true that our father had a nice big nose. Bradley chose to use makeup to amplify his resemblance, and we're perfectly fine with that.
Oh, still shouldn't be allowed. Also, why, you know, this is also getting into the subject of casting. Why you're casting someone who's not Jewish in a Jewish role.
Right. Well, because he's the director. He cast himself.
Yeah, but that's an abuse of power.
And that's the problem.
He should have cast Idris Elba.
We need to stop acting.
Shockwaves through that.
So it's going to premiere at the Venice Film Festival on September 2nd.
And this has Oscar written all over it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be in theaters November 22nd and on Netflix December 20th.
I don't know if you guys were listening to the morning show that I'm a part of. Heard 5:30 to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday here on 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
Thank you.
And also 1310 AM, and also at thetickit.com we stream.
A Cumulus station.
And the DFW Sports Day app.
But I was trying to do this story, and I was rudely interrupted. I have the audio if you'd like to hear it.
I would love it.
Okay, here you go.
Are we going to play it?
Yeah.
But Bernstein's family actually has come out with a statement said that they were okay with it.
Yeah, they have. His three kids took to X about it. And they said that they're very upset because Bradley Cooper, along every step of his amazing journey, consulted with them. It breaks our hearts to see any misrepresentations or What just happened?
We found another gorilla video.
I just showed George a video.
Oh my god.
Two gorillas.
So they're watching gorillas
around in the rain.
Yeah.
One's bugging the other one, and the other one didn't have it.
He didn't want to have any of it.
I knew if I showed it to him that it would stop down the segment.
I'm trying to do an important story about representation in Hollywood.
Wow.
And that's what my partners are doing.
And one partner
they lost
is showing
interest and just
the
started
other
looking at gorilla videos.
Yeah. Gorilla
Sam from sales shows up.
That was, of all the wheeze laughs of the last couple weeks, that might be the best.
That
one.
Didn't even
Isn't
sound
horrible?
Human. Yeah.
Another gorilla video.
I just show not see any misrepresentations or misunderstandings.
It sounds like the goat from. Start it over.
What just happened? Misrepresentations or misunderstandings. Yeah, there's like a thousand souls screaming out within that one voice. There's multiple voices inside there.
All right, coming up next.
Unreal.
What's happening?
It's the Cotton Eye Joe. We're just going to dance.
We're playing ourselves out with the Cotton Eye Joe because coming up next, we're going to talk about a viral phenomena.
Well, it is time for us to do something that we do every Thursday at this time. It is known as the Rant Revival. It's brought to you by
Eatsy's Market and Bakery and American Leak Detection.
The Rant, of course, a program that was on in the mid to late 90s through the mid to late aughts, featuring Gordon Keith and featuring, in a less prominent role, Dave Lane.
He was just as prominent.
And in a lesser prominent role, Corby.
You were just as prominent as Dave.
I don't remember.
You were more
that.
Prominent than me.
Yeah.
And he was most prominent.
We're all prominent in God's eyes.
That's true. And joining us for the first time for this is not Bob. It's Matty Beers, Matt McLaren, who's in for Bob today, who is off taking his child to Stillwater, Oklahoma.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. All right, David. Lane.
Yes, sir. Okay, so for this particular segment, I wanted to see if you guys were aware of a current viral sensation. So country music is having a moment right now.
What does that mean?
Well, you have Morgan Wallen at the top of the charts with his Last Night.
I thought he was canceled for the
hit.
N-word.
No.
I know.
Everybody loves him.
He has the most popular song perhaps in the history of the world. He's like 3 weeks away from laying claim to that.
Well, f*** me. So wait a second. The N-word not only didn't cancel him, but made him stronger?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Also, you have Luke Combs with his cover of Fast Car that if I hear one more time, I will put
you
a gun
what?
To my
I've
temple.
I've never heard it.
I always hated that song.
Where are you hearing that?
It's played all the time in the hallway. But you know,
really?
His version is not that bad.
He can sing.
And it's got to be great for Tracy Chapman.
Oh, yeah. I'm happy for
her. She wrote it, right?
Yes.
I mean, this is like one of those I Will Always Love You type things, right?
Yeah.
Whitney Houston covers it and Dolly gets lots of money.
Like most of the money. Luke Combs isn't getting squat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's also faded, but we had the flash in the pan that was Jason Aldean's Try That in a Small Town.
Yeah. Is that over?
Yeah, it's over. It's fallen off as far as the charts
Thank
are concerned.
God.
But there's a
Why
new...
Why do you hate that, Corby?
There's a new
a horrible
artist.
Song. Oh. Shut up.
There's a new artist that has come out of nowhere.
All right.
Have you ever heard of Oliver Anthony?
Different than Oliver Tree?
I don't know who that is.
You don't know who Oliver Tree is?
Mm-mm. Mm. So this is what Oliver Anthony looks like. Have you ever seen him?
Oh, okay. I saw that flash up on the internet.
Yeah.
I saw that flash up, but I did not click on it.
So he's a ginger with a big old bushy beard.
Too ridiculous.
And he's playing a Gretsch.
Yeah, that's a resonator, though.
Yeah,
it?
Resonator yeah. acoustic. Mm-hmm. And so he's from Virginia.
No way.
And in less than a week, he has taken the internet by storm.
Wasn't it some song about how...
It's a song called Rich Men...
He's talking to you,
Poor
Corby.
Man?
No, it's a typo.
Rich Men North of Richmond.
Yeah, Rich Men North of Richmond. He's talking about... Politicians in
Washington,
D.C.
Because they're annoying.
It's very topical.
And so this song has completely taken off. So it was not posted originally on his YouTube page. It was on a different site that promises real music, real people, real culture. And the video is him in like a backyard with, you know, piney woods in the background. And there's dogs sleeping on the ground. And he's playing his resonator guitar and wailing into a microphone. It's very low tech, but very passionate, right?
So this is the only recording that exists of this song?
Yeah.
Like, it's not like he went into the studio and this is it?
Yeah, this is it from what I understand.
Right,
and so in 6 days, the video has racked up 12 million views.
Okay.
He, within a few days of getting on Twitter, X, he has almost 400,000 followers.
What?
Dang.
On the iTunes downloads chart, he has the top three songs and five of the top 10. And he just cracked the top 10 on Spotify's USA Top 50.
Amazing.
For this low-budget recording?
Yes. And the main reason why is because he is a man of the people,
mm-hmm.
that he has been glommed onto by far right. So you have commentator Matt Walsh, Marjorie Taylor Greene, John Rich from Big and Rich.
Hell yeah.
Also, former Arizona gubernatorial candidate Carrie Lake, she tweeted, "I can't listen to Oliver Anthony's Rich Men North of Richmond without getting chills. It's raw, it's true, and it's touching the hearts of men and women across this great nation. Thank you, at Ain't Got a Dollar, for writing this anthem of this moment in American history."
Have you heard this?
No, but I was just reading the lyrics and...
Yeah, so he cusses.
Does it at least have some good lyrics?
He cusses a lot, but I'm gonna play the middle verse because there's no cussing in the middle verse. But this is the verse that he is getting the most flack for, because most of it he's doing
Morgan Wallen thing.
Attacking politicians in Washington, but he also takes a shot at welfare. Folks, so have a listen.
So rich and poor.
Rich politicians look out for miners, and not just miners on an island somewhere. Lord, we got folks in the street, ain't got nothing to heat, and the obese milking welfare. Well, God, if you're 5'3" and you're 300 pounds, taxes ought not to pay for your bags of fudge rounds. Young men are putting themselves 6 feet in the ground. All this damn country does is keep on kicking them down. Lord, it's a damn shame what the world's gotten to for people like me, people like you. Wish I could just wake up and it not be true, but it is.
He's about to cuss. So,
but I thought that guy was, I mean, he was a bigger guy too, right?
Yeah, he's a bigger guy, but yeah, he talks about...
I guess his argument is welfare is not paying for his... Funyuns and whatever.
If you're 300 pounds, that welfare shouldn't pay for your bag of fudge rounds.
Yeah.
That's an awesome line.
Now, it is interesting because this article points out that of all of his songs that are out, you know, he does have a few political songs, but he also has a lot of songs about smoking pot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that when the sun
like
goes down.
Like pro-smoking pot?
Yeah. When the sun goes down on this itty-bitty town, we can light up a bowl and pass it around.
All right. But America has glommed onto this one.
Yes. But the conspiracy theory is, so he has not done any media. He's not done any interviews. And
he's a false flag?
Oliver Anthony... From what everyone can tell, is a nom de plume. It's not his real name.
He's a crisis actor.
That he's an industry plant.
Blank Ben.
Mm-hmm. That he claims that he is just a factory worker turned farmer. That he doesn't have industry connections. That this is just catching fire in a bottle, right?
Farmers
or lightning in a bottle. But that there are people that are saying it's impossible for this to take off so quickly, that he is some kind of laboratory creation from Nashville.
Right, like he's K-pop for that.
Right, yes, what? That he has been carefully constructed to attract the current political climate.
Rednecks.
I don't know. What do you think? Do you think that he is a legitimate success story?
There's no way.
Like a rags to riches thing?
I hate being so cynical to think that he's some kind of manufactured shill. You know, I think that he's probably real and that people have this song has resonated with them emotionally, and that's why they like him. I mean, I tend to buy the face value story of him.
I mean, the lyrics are so constructed to seem to
They're too pointed.
Yes.
Created in a lab.
But people have those feelings.
He's speaking the truth.
It's not like if it's resonating with people who already have those feelings, so they're not created in a lab. Why is it so far-fetched to think that somebody who could write a song also had those feelings?
I guess.
But if you write a song that is parroting those feelings right back to you, like, I hear what you're saying, so I'm going to say those things, so you are going to say, yeah!
Right.
I
but
agree
isn't
with
that what most music is?
So, in January, it says that his YouTube page had 300 subscribers. In January.
Yeah. Well, he had an incredibly big viral hit.
But it's
Didn't Old Town Road Guy, wasn't he a media viral sensation too?
Well, he had Billy Ray Cyrus with him.
Yeah, how did he get Billy Ray Cyrus with him?
Well, I think that, the studio, Nashville, was like,
was that a manufactured viral hit as well?
I don't know if it was a manufacturer, but they found this dude that was pretty interesting that had a song they thought would resonate, even though it's a ridiculous song. They knew it would click.
Old Town Road?
Yeah.
I kind of liked Old Town Road.
Oh, it's terrible.
Yeah, I mean, I remember hearing that he had bought the sample or the loop for a couple $100s.
That's the foundation of
the song, because that's all he could afford. But then it became enough of a hit for Nashville to take notice and slap Billy Ray on it to make it a huge hit.
But on something like this to blow up that quick, what influencer or somebody that had a ton of followers put it out that it caught on so fast?
Yeah, I don't know where the flashpoint was. I don't know who the first person to say, you got to listen to this guy.
Well, I can see something going viral on YouTube or something. The thing that's more suspicious to me is how is it immediately on Spotify and all that?
That's the thing, is how quickly it's blown up.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody pushed it.
There's a line in there about Jeffrey Epstein, Gordon, that'll probably make you mad.
Well, he said that in the Miners one.
Oh, that was, we just heard
that?
Yeah,
we heard that.
Oh, sorry.
Yes, as I just said.
Sorry,
Mick. What is the line exactly?
It's, I wish politicians would look out for minors, M-I-N-E-R-S, and not just minors, M-I-N-O-R-S, on an island somewhere.
And he spells it out in the song when he's singing?
He does, and that makes it more confusing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lord, we got folks in the street ain't got nothing to eat, and the obese milk and welfare. So it's like he says, hey, man, there's poor people. We need help. But, man, these large...
That's a little confusing messaging to
it
me.
It is. I mean, this is an odd-ass song.
It is weird.
I did like his voice, though.
The fact that, like you said, Marjorie Taylor Greene and Lauren Boebert and Kari Lake.
Like, how would they know about this?
John Rich have all made this now their little anthem.
Snowflake Corby,
I know, so offended.
Is American Aquarium one of your country bands, Corby?
I don't know who they are.
Okay, they're in the Americana country music.
They are.
No, they got good stuff. I like them.
Yeah, so... They jumped into the conversation. I think this is maybe the singer from American Aquarium, but they said, on first listen, I like the first verse and chorus a lot. Old soul in a new world is a great line. It echoed with a lot of folks left and right, but I couldn't get behind the fat phobia and welfare queen trope. Just seems pointed and forced. I don't think you get to complain about being kicked while you're down in one line and then kick others while they're down in the next.
It is very strange that he's attacking rich and poor in this.
Yeah. It is weird, but keep your eye on this dude.
So is he going to get signed,
Oliver Anthony,
or is he already signed?
Who
Surely
knows?
Someone
Does he exist?
That's what makes me think that
is
this guy's legit.
Is he an AI
legit.
Creation?
Right.
No,
saying.
He's legit because... If you got people who know the business and songwriters and everything to go over this, they would say, hey, look, you got inconsistent messaging here. You need to strip this out of it, do this, rearrange it. I think that they would have made this different.
And then it came out that he had a black baby.
Well, I don't know about that, Hammer. Don't know if that's true or not. Jeez.
On welfare.
What's his name again?
That was 5'3".
Oliver Anthony.
Oliver
Jason
Anthony.
Jason Isbell.
Yes, he's going to be opening up for Jason Isbell.
What? Oh, y'all, leave me alone. All right, very good, David. Gordon, thank you very much.
Yes, 7:35 tonight. I'm going to be on Twitch talking about this very issue.
Twitch-a-roo tonight with Gordon.
There's no way this guy comes up tonight.